This week on The Marquee, we've got fancy French restaurants and pizza-eating reptiles. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Arum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, when Shredder and his minions, the Foot Clan, begin to take over New York City, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles swing into action to save the day with the help of reporter April O'Neil, played by Megan Fox. Co-stars and voice talent include Will Arnett, Johnny Knoxville, Tony Shalhoub, and Whoopi Goldberg.
In The 100-Foot Journey, a talented young Indian chef moves to a small French village with his family when they decide to open a new Indian restaurant across the street from a renowned French restaurant. They begin a feud with their neighbor. It's a visual treat for anyone who loves good food or the European countryside, but it goes on a little too long, losing its flavor a bit in the end.
In Twister 2, I mean Into the Storm, thrill-seekers, storm trackers, and everyday townspeople document the carnage of a vicious series of tornadoes touching down around a small town. Unlike another tornado-related film that premiered on cable recently, Into the Storm doesn't have any sharks swirling around in the wind.
In the fifth Step Up movie, Step Up All In, various cast members from previous films in the franchise gather in Las Vegas for a massive dance competition. While it may be set up as a kind of reunion movie, though, don't expect to see the Tatums take the stage.
Opening at the Gateway, Michael Gondry directs the French romantic fantasy Mood Indigo. Colin, an eccentric and inventive bachelor, struggles to find a cure for his lover Chloe, who has a deadly flower growing in her stomach.
Or for summer adventure on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see X-Men Days of Future Past. Or for a more cultural experience, you'll also find a pair of new Bollywood releases. But for my pick this week, I'm going to return to last week's pick, Guardians of the Galaxy. Though The 100-Foot Journey is light and enjoyable, it can't compete with the out-of-this-world adventures of Marvel's latest release.
I'll go ahead and recommend this week's counter-programming, The 100-Foot Journey. Helen Mirren's much-deserved career resurgence continues, and it's nice to see her in a more lighthearted film. With that said, you still can't go wrong with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Or if this week's new releases leave you feeling underwhelmed, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Divergent. In this first film in the latest futuristic teen franchise, Shailene Woodley stars as Triss, a young woman trying to survive in a post-war world that's divided into five factions, despite the fact that she doesn't fit in. Dark and edgy without getting too bogged down in teen drama, Divergent may be a bit heavy-handed at times, but it's a solid start to a thrilling new series.
Breaking Bad's Aaron Paul moves on from meth cooking to race across the country in Need for Speed. Newly released from prison, Paul's Toby seeks revenge on a professional race car driver that set him up. Light on plot, but high on action, Need for Speed is dumb, but it's dumb fun.
In the religious drama God's Not Dead, a Christian student is called upon to defend his faith to a cynical philosophy professor who has long since given up on God.
Oculus stars Doctor Who's Karen Gillan and Battlestar Galactica's Katie Sackhoff. 10 years after the death of her parents, a woman attempts to clear her brother's name and bring the guilty party to justice. Who's responsible? An evil antique mirror. If none of this week's new releases have you reaching for your remote, you can check out a more retro title, like the 1980 horror film Without Warning, starring Jack Palance and Martin Landau, Bill Murray's The Man Who Knew Too Little, and the Oscar-nominated male stripper comedy, The Full Monty.
Well, this week's pick is an easy one for me. Divergent may not be as vibrant as The Hunger Games, nor as passionate as Twilight, but it's an impressive adaptation and a thrilling adventure.
This is an easy pick for me as well. Even 17 years after its release, you can't go wrong with The Full Monty if you're in need of a good laugh.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Aging Action Heroes and even more literary adaptations. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
When you die, you're going to regret the things you don't do.